24120, Richmond Road.
Can you have all the information, can you give it?
Richport.
24120, Richport.
120. Oh, he's way in the back.
So one more here until 5 o'clock, if you want to continue. She's gonna want dinner.
We're good to go, Nancy?
We are good, yes.
Good morning, would you state your name for the record?
Michael Segrist, Michael Common Spelling, Segrist, S-I-G-R-I-S-T.
And your position is what?
Sergeant, Richport Police Department, Keeper of Records.
Would you make a brief statement about your case, sir?
The appellant applied, and we denied the appellant due to disclosure. There's several arrests that he was found guilty of, it wasn't on the application. And then he also has a pending motor vehicle incident that happened this year.
Would you like to make a brief statement about your defense, sir?
When I filed it, I thought it was straight felonies, not misdemeanors. And then the motor vehicle, I turned myself in for that, it was an accident.
Okay, thank you.
Just, you're aware that everything you say today can be used regarding that, if you have current cases?
Mm-hmm.
So anything you say today can be used against you in that case?
Okay.
So this is a public record, and just to give you a heads up on that. So you have pending charges, so anything that comes up regarding those charges could be used against you in that case.
And that hearing is July 29th?
July 29th.
Yep.
The hearing on your pending charges?
Yes.
So we'd just like to make you aware of that.
That's open, okay.
Sergeant?
Yes, we denied due suitability for the failure to disclose, and then the current incident that happened on 12125 of this year. I attempted to call the appellant on 61125 to clarify some of this, maybe to withdraw and then get a pardon, and then see what happened on the next application. But the number I called was unavailable, no good, unable to leave a message.
I just ask one, sir, what city or town do you live in now?
Richport, Connecticut.
So, do you want to go through a little history?
All right, on 10/31/2010, he had a failure to appear in Bridgeport in second degree. He's found guilty misdemeanor on 11/1/2010. 4/28/2008, another FTA, second, found guilty on 10/14/2008, guilty misdemeanor. 6/12/2004, interfering, resisting in Bridgeport. 6/3/2004, guilty misdemeanor.
And were there as a jail sentence for any of those?
Look at these. I believe it says here on the failure to appear on 2010, here was a six-month jail time.
And the pending charges?
Pending charges, what happened on 12125 in Bridgeport, Connecticut, evading responsibility, injury, property damage, failure to renew registration, failure to obey stop sign, illegal operation of motor vehicle without minimum insurance. The pending hearing date is July 29th, 2025.
I thought I also saw an October 2010 DUI.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I think that was out of Georgia, I think that was Ollie, so we didn't include that.
I don't know if there's a racial record for Georgia or not, that's sort of.
Well, I figured it was enough other stuff, so.
Would you like to ask the sergeant any questions, sir?
Yes, I got denied for something, this was like 2 years ago, that new case shouldn't even matter at this time, like, I got denied for something else.
But when new information becomes available between the date of the denial and today, it can be brought up.
There's no problem with that, but then all my other charges is misdemeanors.
This is your chance to ask him questions about his testimony, if you want to clarify.
All of his misdemeanors, like, it's, I didn't do no felony charges or nothing, like.
We understand that, but it still says on the application, any conviction or any arrest.
Okay, now I get it. I didn't, I thought it was just straight felonies.
Any other questions for the sergeant?
I do.
Yes, sir.
Do you have, do you know the nature and circumstances of the evading? It sounds like a serious accident.
I think I have a copy of the accident here.
I turned myself in on that, though.
I just have the affidavit here from the traffic officers that did it.
Just give a synopsis of what they said real quick. Any detail?
At the end it says, William said, the affidavit stated he was aware that he struck the vehicle, however, he wanted to file vehicle number 2 to get information.
Right, but what happened with the accident? I mean, it says within the, there's a big difference when he hit a stop sign, maybe didn't know it, or I hit a school bus and, you know, kids were sent to the hospital.
No injuries.
What happened? Right.
Have you ever done an accident report in our packet that describes that?
Yeah, it just looks like motor vehicle damages for both of them.
All right, stop sign, and what, I mean, I guess as the issuing authority, if you don't care.
Oh, I didn't have a chance to review it, so I just had it here in the back. Yeah, it was going through a stop sign, collision happened. They received ring camera for video. They were both confirmed accurate and true.
All right, were there any injuries?
I don't believe so.
Where was he finally found?
Excuse me?
Where was the appellant found? Was it, you know, right near the accident? Did he drive home? Did he hide the car? You know, how did that investigation, what happened during that?
He's exited the vehicle, speak to operator number 2. And then the appellant fled the scene. That's all I have.
All right.
Do you want to ask him any questions?
Yeah, I'm operator 2 or he's operator 2. Because he fled the scene and I followed him.
Well, you fled the scene too then.
Yes, I did. I admit to that. And I turned myself in on this though.
Got it.
Any questions for the sergeant? Would you like to state your case, sir?
I just thought, I felt out the application wrong, I did that, but this new case, I never knew this was gonna come up, but I did turn myself in to justify it, to make sure, like, trying to get everything right. And the lady that I bought the car from, they still trying to charge her with my wrong being. It's not right. Like, so everything that I'm doing, trying to do right, is like, there's no winning here. How is this?
Tell me if this is correct. You didn't own the car. Car wasn't.
I bought it.
But they, in investigating the accident, they called the lady,
Mm-hmm.
And when you discovered that they were going after her, that's when you turned yourself in.
Yes.
Okay, that's right.
And then I went down there, turned myself in. The cop said she was going to be clear. Now I had to pay for her bond and all this other stuff. It's like, this is
But you still have a hearing next month. And the charges will be evading responsibility, failure to renew registration, going through a stop sign, and failure to have insurance.
Yes.
Questions from the appellant?
Yeah, now, as the chair said, you're still facing those pending charges, so anything you say here could be used against you with that hearing. But if you feel comfortable, could you tell us exactly what happened during that incident?
I feel comfortable. I shouldn't be, we're talking about a gun permit, not a charge.
No, but what happened on that? We need to know what happened.
The guy hit me, and I jumped out the car, me and him had words, and he pulled off, and I pulled off behind him. Plain and simple. And I couldn't find him.
And is it true that the registration was expired, that you went through a stop sign, you didn't have any insurance?
I have no idea what the registration was. I bought the car, and I sell and fix cars, so I bought the car, I was going to fix it. I got all the receipts, everything I did to the car, and that was it. It was just...
So it was not your vehicle?
It was my vehicle, but the plates, when she sold it to me, I went and picked the car up, the plates were still on there, so... I just took the car thinking I was going to make a quick couple of dollars, and it ended up to an accident.
And did you run a stop sign as part
of this? No, I didn't. When I turned myself in, the cop said I didn't run a stop sign. It should be in the report. He should have recorded it. When I turned myself into the traffic division, he said I was straight. And then he said he'd call me if I had a warrant. Like, weeks later came, and I had a warrant. I turned myself straight in. He said I didn't run it, but now I did run it. So I don't know. I thought I did run it. The dude hit me on the side of the car. The car spun around and hit another car. I jumped out. The dude jumped out, and he pulled off. Everything on the ring camera. He pulled off, and I pulled off behind him, trying to catch him.
So at an intersection, you were going through the intersection, somebody hit you in the side?
Yes.
Okay, and you don't know whether or not you stopped at the stop sign?
I did stop, because it's a stick, so I had to stop. I probably didn't make a complete stop, but I stopped. Okay. And the traffic division cop said that spot is known for accidents, because it's one stop sign there. It's supposed to be two. Not my fault the city didn't put two there. It's supposed to be two, at least two stop signs. If accidents keep happening there, you should put another stop sign there. I stopped, though.
Thank you.
I know I did, because it's a stick. I put it in first. I had to stop.
So, do you have questions for the
appellant? No.
Other questions for the wards?
So, for all the incidents that occurred in Connecticut, mm-hmm. in the incidents that occurred in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
you didn't think you had to list any of those because they weren't felonies?
Yes.
And on the application, does it say anything about felonies anymore?
No, but when I looked up the research, it said you could get a gun permit as long as you don't have felonies.
Yeah, that's true. If you had a felony, that's automatic disqualifier.
Automatic disqualifier. So in my mind, I'm thinking these are all misdemeanors. I didn't do nothing serious. And most of them is failures, like tickets for being in the projects. How you give me a ticket for somebody that lives in the project that I know? That's an order.
And so, in the car you were driving, you had purchased it.
Yes.
Did you ever register it in your name?
No.
And never got insurance for
no.
it? And the car that got hit, I don't know if that's vehicle one or three, the vehicle was parked that got hit.
Mm-hmm.
No one decided, but you or the other person didn't.
I was trying to catch him, and I didn't. It just didn't. It was happening so fast. He pulled off. So
and you didn't come back. Didn't contact the police.
No. But I turned myself in.
Well, when they had a warrant for you.
They didn't have a warrant.
Okay.
They were going after
the owner.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But you didn't contact the police that day.
No, not.
And did you change your phone number after you filled out the application, or did you? Phone number turned off because the issue authority testified that they attempted to contact you at your phone number to.
And what phone number is that? Because my phone number is the same.
It's the one listed on the application.
203-768-9534.
What application is that?
Your application.
It's your application.
So I called at 6:11 at 8:30 a.m.
Did you fill out the application?
What application is that for?
For the pistol permit.
For the pistol permit.
Is my number been the same?
But that's not your phone number?
No.
Who filled out the application?
Yes, I did. My number has been 768-9534, that is?
Correct.
That's my old number. Old.
That's what he was asking.
That's 2 years ago. Two years ago, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an old number.
So after May of 2023, so you didn't update the city with your new numbers?
I got denied.
He just testified there's not like very much time between this date and he tried to call you to fix this so you wouldn't be here.
No, I got denied a long time ago. What was the number again? 768-9534.
That's what we have on our questionnaire also when he appealed to us.
Yes.
So if he didn't change it, he didn't change it with us either. Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't have been able to get in touch with him.
Yeah, you understand that's why we're here today. Not that this new stuff is what, but like we wouldn't even be here today had you listed all your previous stuff. Or we might not have, we don't know, but like
I didn't update my name.
We had a similar case. The issue authority is entitled to an accurate record. You have 3, 4, 5 arrests along with associated convictions. That you're probably aware of the majority of them, I would assume.
Yeah, I am.
And that's simply all the application is asking. Like, have you been arrested anywhere? And then, blah, blah, blah. Have you ever been convicted of this state or anywhere? Those are pretty simple questions. There's not very much extra worried, like only this or only that. So you, where are some of these? Probably all of them, but they're not listed. That's why we're here today. And I do give the issue authority credit because they tried to correct this before having to, you know, bring you up here, bring us up here. And you didn't update your records with them like you're supposed to.
I got all the letters. They didn't try to correct it. They just sent me a letter denying me. That was it.
But they tried to call you.
Yes.
To correct the information and they couldn't reach you.
Oh. I got to check T-Mobile and see when I change my number because I got denied.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at this point.
But you might want to.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to still check it though. Yeah.
So, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, not at all.
Anything else you'd like to say, sir?
Oh, that'll be rest.
Come over
short. Sure. This is a denial by the Bridgeport Police Department for suitability. Basis of the denial is the appellant's failure to disclose multiple arrests with convictions. 2004, interfering, resisting. 2008, failure to appear. 2010, a failure to appear. There were some couple of cases in Georgia. Some for DWIs, some Denali. There's also some convictions for motor vehicle violations. Appears. And the appellant has multiple charges, motor vehicle charges regarding an accident that occurred in Bridgeport. Has a jury date coming up with those.
Thank you. Comments from the board? Ready for a vote?
Yep.
Detective Johnson?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenstein?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority this time.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Issuing
authority.
Dr. Conrad?
Issuing
authority.
I vote issuing authority.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.